Hi everyone, very happy to be here. Very happy that the Land of Joy invited me to be here. It feels good. I wouldn't be doing a Bajo Sattva retreat now probably, although I love it, so it's a very good opportunity for me too. And well, for those who don't know me, I maybe a quick presentation, right? I come from the science field, molecular biology and so on. But then there was probably a feeling which is shared with some, if not most of you, a feeling of kind of there's something missing here in my life, kind of there's something which is empty, is lacking. And then I went to India and I met these fantastic Tibetan lamas. I met Namakirti Sensei Rinpoche first, and it was like, wow, there's something here. There's something here really powerful, right? And then I started with my partner also, we have very parallel lives. We started taking meditation courses and Buddhism courses in Barcelona. And then we decided to change our life, and we went to Lama Tsongkhapa Institute to study 6-year program, master's program in Pumaya, which really puts you in and really tests you as well. It's really good, and it gives you a big panoramic of the whole Buddhist path, and it makes you feel like, wow, you know, this comes from far away, and this is something really, how to call that, profound, you know, and deep and comprehensive as well. So from then, I'm leading retreats and courses on meditation. Some of them are very universal, very open, and of Buddhism. And retreats, what I enjoy the most is doing retreat. It's what makes you integrate everything, right? So I've done Bajo Sattva retreat before, myself, and then also with a group. So I will try to do my best here to be here for all of us. And I always say the retreats and the courses, we all do it together. So if you want to share anything, ask anything at any moment, you can do, well, not when we're reciting the mantra or doing the practice, but at any times we'll do it, and then we'll evolve together depending on the needs we see. We'll evolve together in this retreat. And maybe I can explain you a little bit how we're going to organize ourselves here. I know there's some of you who have a lot of experience, and some of you who are quite new to this, or maybe first time Bajo Sattva retreat. So I would try to give something for everyone. But in my experience, even if there's someone who has done a lot, it's always good to repeat. I mean, I enjoy always listening to new ways of doing, or doing exactly the same one another time is the way one integrates it. So we're giving ourselves a very good opportunity here to integrate and to practice, which I am very grateful for. So what we're going to be doing, it has been a little bit explained in the website. Probably you have read it. So Bajo Sattva retreat usually is done at most of tantric retreats. This comes from the tantra practice. They are usually organized in 4 sessions every day, 4 sessions a day. We'll do 2 of these sessions together, the second and the third one. And then it's recommended that you at home, all of us, we at home, do 1 first session and 1 last session, so that we do 4 sessions. But it depends on everyone, and we all have our situation here and our lives. Maybe you are able to join just the Zoom sessions, that's fine. If you can do the 4 sessions, it's fine as well. The group sessions will be 1 hour and a half, but the short sessions I the first and last session, they can be shorter if you want. They can take 1 hour and a half. If you feel like it, they could take 2 hours. I wouldn't advise that because then maybe it's too much, but it depends on everyone, how you feel. Or we can keep, this is a good thing to do also, keep the 4 sessions, but if you don't have time, the first and the last one, they can just take 5 minutes.
Just go through the sadhana and do one mala of the mantra, and that's it. And it's a good way of keeping, these 4 sessions, this schedule of 4 sessions. But however you feel, you do it. Because it's very important not to push it. This is one of the first things we need to learn, to let go and relax and not to push, which is something we tend to do a lot. So we organize ourselves. And the practice will be the practice will be a little bit explained. I will explain the practice. I will guide the practice. Sometimes I will guide it more. Sometimes we'll go more silent. I will give some explanations. And the way we will do the sessions is, if you wanna write down, or I can pass it on the chat also. This is how it's usually done. First session in the morning, we prepare the altar. Now I will explain a little bit about the altar. If you have an altar, otherwise there's no need. Or you can just have a candle there. It's good to, well, I'll go into the altar later. So setting up the altar, if you have your own personal practices, you can do it in the morning or later on. Then in the website is said we can do prostrations to the 35 Buddhas. This is something we want to do together. If you know how to do it and you feel like doing it, it's a good way of starting the morning. It's a very good practice, and it gives you energy and it moves your energies, which is always good. Then we'll do it now together because this will be the first session, the increasing mantras and blessing of the speech. I will, some of you, of course, what this is, some of you want, so we'll do it together, is to increase, to prepare our speech for the mantra. And then the sadhana, first session, the sadhana. There are two sadhanas in the booklet we have in the PDF. There's the extended and the abbreviated one. You can choose any, whether you do the extended or the abbreviated one. Then session two we'll do together. We'll start with the daily prayers. This is usually done on the first session, but I would like to do it together, so we'll do it in the second session, in the share session. Then we'll do Lamrim meditation, and then we'll do the Vajrasattva, the extended one. When we do the whole group, we'll do the extended one, and then we'll dedicate. So third session is same, but the Lamrim, there will be calm abiding and Lamrim, probably shorter, some motivation. And at the end, we will offer, at the end of the sadhana, we will offer the torma. Don't get, if it's the first time you do it, don't get, if you think it's too much, or don't get stressed. Huh? It's very easy once you start. And I will put it now in the chat so that you have it. But most important is we're going to do the sadhana. The others are extras and it's not that much. So don't feel overwhelmed. Session fourth is the same, is we'll do Heruka Vajrasattva Sadhana and then dedications, either the extended or the abbreviated. And this is personal practice. I'll put it here in the chat so that you have it. Mm-mm. Is there any question or comment?
I have a question, Maureen, about the Torma offering. What do you suggest if you... What's the minimal Torma?
We're going to it. We're going to the altar now.
Okay.
Minimal is zero, because there's a Torma in my altar. We can use this one, all of us.
Okay.
Okay, we'll meet at 10 o'clock BST time. And we'll do half an hour and a half session, and then we'll meet again at 4 p.m. BST time. We're going to do it as much as possible in an atmosphere of retreat. I don't know how your life is these 4 days. Oh, there's another question here. Lindsay, if you want to say anything.
Thank you. Sorry to interrupt. The afternoon session, you said 4 p.m. I think I had it down as 3 till 4:30.
Oh, sorry. UK time. This is my time. This is my time.
Okay?
3 p.m. Sorry.
That's okay.
I found light at my time, so I just read my time. Sorry.
Thank you for confirming. Yeah. So three hour time for you.
10,
thank you.
And then 3 p.m. 10 a.m. and then 3 p.m. Yeah. So we'll try to set up a retreat atmosphere. It depends on everyone's lives, how is it set right now, but we'll try to do an atmosphere retreat, an atmosphere of retreat. So as far as you can, it's good if you can just avoid having access to your phone. This might be difficult, but the way we usually do it is we just send a message to someone close to us. I'm going to do retreat. I will just switch off my phone or maybe the sound of the phone, of the cell phone. And if there's anything, they can call you. But we can switch off the data and WhatsApp and wherever, just there. If there's anything, they'll call you. Otherwise, there's no need to look at the cell phone. Same for internet and laptops, tablets, and so on, except for our shared sessions. If you can do this, this is very good. Or if you cannot, at least say for 10 p.m. from 10 p.m. until the end of the last the third session, which is at 4:30 BST time. It's good if you can. Then we'll be using the sadhanas you have. I hope everyone has downloaded them. If you have them printed, it's also good. I usually prefer paper than reading screens, but this is up to everyone. Screens sometimes also, there's more energy coming from the screen. This kind of easier, I prefer, but this is up to everyone. What we will need is the sadhana that you have and the daily prayers that we all also have. You have a PDF, it's daily prayers, and then there's daily meditation in the same PDF. We will be using only the daily prayers in the second session. They can be, Charlotte will put them on the screen when we do them. So it's fine if you have them, otherwise we share them anyway. And also I will share my screen at some points to do some other practices like dedications at the end. We'll do the multiplying mantras and blessing the speech now that we will start the retreat. And these things we will share. We'll also now, for starting the retreat, read the Heart Sutra together. And this will also be shared. And then if you want all these practices, they are in all together in a book compiled it's called Essential Buddhist Prayers or Essential Buddhist Practices. And there's the link. Julie will put the link in the resource page. So it's going to be easy. This session will take a little bit more of explanation so that we can start, but then later on we will go with less explanations. Then have you read the sadhana? Have you checked a little bit what we're gonna do, those who have not done it? Good. So you'll see that there's an extension, an extensive version, and the abbreviated. We'll be using together the extension, and then by yourself you can use either one. And then there's another one which I will share, which is in the resource page that we won't be using, but I'll there we go. Is Lama Zopa Rinpoche's very short sadhana, which is this one. You have it in the resource page, a short Vajrasattva meditation, purification with the four opponent powers. This is very short by Lama Zopa Rinpoche. It has the power of regret is and remembering impermanence and death is quite strong, Rinpoche's style. Like, we're gonna die at any moment, so purify now. And this is very short one. We've put it there so that you have it. We won't be using it this one, but it's very nice. And if you wanna keep practicing once you're at home and we finish the retreat, this is a good one because it's short, it goes to the point, it's very strong, Rinpoche style. And you can choose. Some days you can do this one, or you can do the extensive one or the abbreviated one. You can choose. So this is why it's there, but we won't be using that one. So in our sadhana, well, this I will explain it later. I will explain a little bit the sadhana later on. The altar. So it's in the sadhana. I will share, or I will show it because you have it. Don't need to share. In page 6, maybe you have already read it. Whoop. Altar setup and practice requirements you have. Right? Altar setup, it's very easy. When we do a 3-month Vajrasattva retreat, the altar, it's usually more complete, has more elements, more tormas, more offerings. Now it's very easy. Yeah, it can have the kind of minimum. You can prepare it or not, because I've prepared the altar, and there are altars everywhere. Lama Zopa Rinpoche says, if you don't have offerings, you imagine that you offer the offerings that are in the centers, in Rinpoche's house, so it's fine. But if we want to prepare it, which gives a nice energy to prepare the altar, we can put one row of offerings. Something we have not said. I will not enter in a lot of detail in everything, which is this kind of ritual. But for those people who don't know and want to know some more, like mudras or altar or some things about the sadhana, tomorrow afternoon we will extend 1 hour, the second session, so that we can then go more into detail for those who are beginners especially. So now in the altar, it would be 7 offerings. It can be water or saffron water or the traditional offerings. Here it says from deity's right to left. But because we are doing Heruka Vajrasattva, this is Mother Tantra, this is actually from left to right. The deity is receiving it from left to right. So it's easier. If you're starting, just put 7 rose of water if we want, or saffron water. And that's it. It's left to right, right? Well, the way you pour the water is different, actually. Okay. We'll do from left to right. Yeah, just one row. Any questions? And then tormas. We can have three tormas, which is usually the bigger altar, but here we can have just one torma for the main deity, which is Herukavajra Sattva. If we have three tormas, I have three in my altar, so we can imagine we offer this. Then there's a torma for the protectors, Mahakala specifically, and a torma for the landlord. If you want, we can talk about it tomorrow, or maybe in this session I just mentioned, or maybe another day we take it. But I don't want to enter into a lot of explanations now because we will enter into retreat. Is this fine for you? Good. The torma is something, is like a ritual cake. It's something we offer. And with the torma, all our obstacles and impediments and things, they get transformed and sent away as an offering. So it's when you connect with this, is a whole transformation of difficult things and emotions and everything. They go into there and it melts down and it becomes something beautiful. We'll do this in the last session that we do together. Usually it's done in the very last session of the day, the fourth session, but because we'll be together in the third, we'll do it in the third session. In the altar, we usually put a picture or an image of the deity we're working with. So you have the image, Vajrasattva Heruka image, that was put into the resource page. This beautiful one. So if you have it printed, you can put it in the altar. Then those who have it, we usually use Dorje, Belt, Amaru, and Inner Offering. Those who don't know what this is or what to do with them, we can talk about this tomorrow a little bit more. It's not needed now. Okay, so last thing. Yeah, Charlotte.
You have one question from Anne Norris.
Oh, yes, Anne.
It says at least one set of water bowls. If you put the second one, you put them in the opposite direction towards yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
If you put a second one, you put the other direction.
Yeah, okay. Thank you.
Can I ask something?
Yeah?
Yeah. Between the sessions, are we encouraged to keep silence?
Good question. Yeah, if you can, that's good, but not a tight, imprisoned silence. I mean, if you have someone at home and you need to communicate with them, just do it. It's just keeping an atmosphere of silence. It's like don't start whole conversations of how the world is doing and everything, you know? But if you need to talk, I don't know who's cooking today or things like that, is good. So we use the silence as something that helps us, you know, so that we can go more into integrating what we're doing during the session. The mantra keeps going kind of from here, from inside. And so silence helps us having this continuity between sessions. And this kind of energy, but because we go a little bit inside when we practice, right? And if we start chatting and conversating and the energy just goes out completely. So it's more an atmosphere of silence that strict, tight silence. You follow me? Yeah? So we try to do this as much as possible, yeah. It's good to go for a walk if you can. It's good to do some qigong or some yoga if you can, also to move the elements. Pretty sure most of you have done qigong with Paula's. If you don't, we can give you some link of videos with Paula, which is really good with that. And then there are some exercises, very good. Yeah, Lindsay.
Is it acceptable to attend another class that I'm registered for just over an hour on Saturday and Sunday lunchtime? Dharma, obviously, teaching.
It is acceptable as long as you decided it. I mean, it's part of your retreat now.
It's with my main guru, so it's an opportunity. Very rare opportunity. So I would like to do that if possible, but I'd still wanted to check with you that that's acceptable.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, take it as a meditation, just not receiving, but, you know, moving here, recognizing ourselves there. Sometimes when you take teachings, the teacher, this is something I'm thinking lately. It's some reflections. Maybe I'm wrong, but it's kind of, I'm not speaking for you, Lindsay, just came. But sometimes, because they are very inspirational teachings, it's good to follow. Otherwise, you, especially if it's someone who's your guru, who really resonates with you. But sometimes with teachings, what happens, if we only do teachings but not practice, sit down, integrate, it's like the teacher is doing half the job for me, kind of. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It takes less effort. It takes effort from the side of the teacher, and I'm there listening, and then I go on with my life. And while I'm there, yes, there's something more, but, you know, but at the end, we do need to sit and integrate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Good. It will help you, probably. It will help you in the retreat, inspire you, and give you blessings for the retreat. It's good.
Okay. Thank you.
In terms of reading also, don't try to fill all of the in-between sessions with books and readings. No mobile phones, but I have my book, and it's Dharma book, and then I read and read and read. It's good also to have some space. If you want to read something, it's good, but it's good to have some space because things keep happening in the in-between sessions. And it's good that we allow ourselves to have this space. So good, this is pretty much it, what I wanted to share about how we're going to do the retreat. And maybe we can start with a session. Oh no, I forgot. We can count the malas. We can count the mantras with a mala. And, or not, but it's up to everyone. It's usually having a mala is something that settles you here in with your body also. But we can use a mala or not, and we can count it or not count it wherever you want. So is there anything else, or we do first practice session? Oh, the retreat will end on Tuesday morning with one morning session at 10 o'clock. Usually the retreats, they not all of them, but many of them, they start, they finish with one morning session. We can do just this one, or you can do your first one and then this second one. It's for auspiciousness. It's not I close in the night and then that's it. is like I start the morning and start with a session, and then I continue with my life. Okay. So if you feel like it, we can start with the session. We first settle down a little bit. We can take a posture that is comfortable for us. And we can try to enter in the mindset of retreat, just naturally. We come from our daily lives, so we'll start slowly, energetically as well. I mean, don't push it, just naturally we kind of land here. It's not a huge difference. Now I'm meditating, now I'm not meditating. We just accompany our mind where we are right now. And we start by feeling the body and making the body sit comfortably in our chair or cushion. We can at this time especially notice the sensations of support, of contact with the cushion, with the chair. By noticing these sensations, we can feel a sense of having a support, having a certain stability here where we are. This is a grounding practice. And we can check the whole body. If we notice there's tension somewhere, we can move a little bit that zone. If we notice we're pushing some muscles, we can just stop pushing them as a means for softening the muscles, while still being here, present, back, straight, but not tense, just present and relaxed, slowly. And we can also acknowledge the environment where we're in. Just if there's any kind of movement or sound or smell, anything. We just acknowledge it's here, it's present, it's part of the present experience. So don't fight with it. Just accept what there is, kind of. This is it. This is what there is. That's my experience now. That's the experience now. Better. And we also notice our state of mind as part of the experience, whether there is agitation or distraction or a lot of comments. Or whether there's some kind of dull mind, some confusion. Wherever there is, it's part of the experience. We go with it. Just acknowledge what there is. Kind of settle in there, not fighting, not telling this or that to be different or to go away. Just, this is what there is. So now we will start Vajrasattva retreat. We take a few moments to allow ourselves to be here for that. It's kind of give yourself permission for these 4 days and half. I'm going to do Vajrasattva retreat. I'm going to take a pause to purify, to clarify mind, body, speech. This is my time now. So give yourself permission to do that. With no expectations, we just do it and then it happens because the Dharma and these practices are very powerful. We will now read the Heart Sutra together if you want. So that we set up a frame of purification and emptiness. This is in Seisho Buddhist Prayers. It's page 75. Those who have it. You see my screen? Yeah? Good. So, the heart of the perfection of Wisdom Sutra. I prostrate to the Arya Triple Gem. Thus did I heard at one time. The Bhagavan was dwelling on Mass of Vultures Mountain in Rajagriha, together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagavan was absorbed in the concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perfection, perception. You can unmute if you want, and we go together. No possible, Sherlock? Okay.
No, it just sounds then,
like this. So anyone?
Can, people can recite
it. Okay, we recite at home. Also, at that time, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of the inherent nature. Then, through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara: how should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Sharavatiputra: Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element, and so on, up to and including no mind element and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on, up to and including no aging and death, and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell in the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, should be known as truth, since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared: Tayata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Tayata om gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Tayataum gate gate paragate parasangate bodhisattva. Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagavan arose from that concentration and commended the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that. It is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. Dvaravan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Sharabhuti Putra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Aryavalokiteshvara, and thou surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and Gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Dvaravan. This completes the Arya Vagavati Prashna Paramita Hridaya Sutra. I will do the extensive dispelling of hindrances. I and all surrounding sentient beings go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the great mother Prashna Paramita, surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the 10 directions. By depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the great mother Prashna Paramita and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions, that which happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all these be dispelled. May it become non-existent. May it be pacified. And the prayer to the lion-faced Dakini. I prostrate to the gathering of the kinis in the three chakras who abide in the holy yoga of using space. By your powers of clairvoyance and magical emanation, look after practitioners like a mother, her child. Akashamara chasadara samara yape, akashamara chasadaya samara yape, akashamara chasadara samara yape, akashamara By the teachings of the three supreme jewels possessing the power of truth, may inner and outer hindrances be transformed. May they be dispelled. May they be pacified. Shantim Kuriye Soha. May all negative forces opposed to Dharma be completely pacified. May the host of 80,000 obstacles be pacified. May we be separated from problems and harmful conditions to Dharma. May all enjoyments be in accord with the Dharma. And may there be the auspiciousness and perfect happiness here, right now. Good, I love these ones. And then, also because we're starting, we will bless the speech and recite some increasing mantras. This, whoever wants to, can do it in the first session in the morning. We won't do it together in the Zoom sessions. And this is on page 15, from 15 to 18. For those who have not done these mantras, they have some power, all the mantras, right? Like the mantra of purification of Vajrasattva, something gets moved inside with the words, the actual words in Sanskrit, which is a holy language, and also with there's some vibration. These holy languages, they have some kind of vibration that touch some kind of energy that interacts with our mind. So our mind and our speech, they go together, and our body into this energy. And so there's been thousands of practitioners reciting the same mantras with the same states of mind. So they have different powers. And these mantras, they have the power of increasing what we do. So if you recite them every day, thing that they increase all that you do during that day, especially the sadhana and the mantra and the purification that we will be doing. If you do it only today, that we're doing it together, think that this increases also the energy of the mantra, but not only for today, but for the whole retreat, right? So the increasing effect mantra, we're going to read the first mantras and then do the blessing of the speech. Om Sambara Sambara Vimana Sara Mahajava Hum Om Smart Smara Vimana Skara Mahajava Hum Om Sambara. Manat kara mahashava hum. Taita dare dare vendare soha taita. And then the mantra for blessing the mala, and then we blow on the mala. Om Ruchira Mani Pravartaya Hum. We think the mala gets all the power and our words, our speech too. And the mantra for releasing the feet, and we blow on the feet. And if we step by mistake on some animal, there's something that gets into them and also into our mind. And now we'll do the blessing of the speech. Same, we can do it every day, or we do it now for the whole of the retreat. Those who have not received any initiation will talk about this. When it says, I arise as the deity, just don't arise as the deity. Just follow the words, don't visualize yourself as the deity. Still, the mantras are powerful. I take refuge in the three jewels. May I become a Buddha to benefit all. I take refuge in the three jewels. May I become a Buddha to benefit all. I take refuge in the three jewels. May I become a Buddha to benefit all. I arise as the deity. On my tongue, the syllables are transformed into a moon disc. On top of that appears a white Om syllable surrounded by white Ali vowels, circling clockwise, red Kali consonants circling counterclockwise, and the blue dependent related her mantra circling clockwise. Light beams radiate out from the syllables and the garland of mantras and hook the blessings and power of both mundane and supramundane speech in the form of the three mantras, the sublime seven precious royal symbols, and the eight auspicious signs. And we recite the mantras and we visualize our speech becomes very powerful. Om Ayo Rilili E Om Asa Om Ayo Rilili E Om Asa Om Ayo Rilili E Om Asa. As you recite the vowels, white nectar flows down from the mantra and fills your entire body, completely purifying all the negative karma collected with the body. The consonants. While we read them, red nectar beams flow down from the mantra and fill your whole body, purifying all the negative karma collected with the speech from beginningless rebirths. Om ka 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 na cha 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 na ta 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 na ta 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 na na pa ma ya ra la wa sha sha sa ha cha sa ha Om ka 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 na cha 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 na ta 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 na ta 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 na pa ma ya ra la wa sha sha sa ha cha sa ha Om ka 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 na cha 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 na ta 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 na ta 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 na pa ma ya ra la wa sha sha sa ha cha sa ha. And now with the dependent related head mantra, as you recite, blue nectar beams flow down from the mantra and fill your whole body, completely purifying all the negative karma collected with your mind. Om ye dharma hetu prabhava hetu teshan tata gati yeva teshan chayani radaya mambadi maharshamana yitzvaha. Om ye dharma hetu prabhava hetu teshan tata. Then the dependent related hair mantra, the consonants, the vowels, the om, and the mundis dissolve into each other, one by one. The mundis transforms into an a syllable, which transforms into pink color nectar and dissolves into your tongue. It becomes of Vajra nature. And the mantras, one time each, for His Holiness the Dalai Lama and Lama Super Rinpoches. Ma Guru Vajradhara Vajindra Sumati Shashanadara Samudrashi Vajrasava Siddhi Hum Hum. Om Ma Guru Vajradhara Muni Shashanak Shanti Sava Siddhi Hum Hum. May my tongue have all the power of the ones gone to bliss. By the power manifesting from these glorified words, may all sentient beings be subdued, and may all suffering be immediately pacified. Wherever words are said, may all these meanings be accomplished instantly. Very good. So we started the retreat, and usually what is done, the first session of the retreat is the sadhana is done completely. So we'll do the extensive one. And what's most important is just to take it easy. I mean, we don't try to do it all well. We don't try to visualize always. We don't try to be always present. We be always at full mind capacity. This doesn't happen. And because if it doesn't happen, if we try, we end up very tired or too tight. So we just go, we do it, and it happens because it's very powerful. Now the thing is, we try to be here. We just not wander around doing our stuff mentally while reciting the sadhana. We try to mix our mind with our body and our words during the sadhana. But just with the right amount of energy that we need, not more, not to make it more perfect. You know what I mean? Just to be there. So we try to keep this relaxed mind. And because I usually don't take longer than we said. So if we said 1.5 hours, I like to do 1.5 hours, not 2 hours. And we will do the extensive sadhana now, because we're starting. We won't do now the daily prayers that we usually do. We'll do it later. We will just contact with the meaning of the daily prayers. And then you can prepare the sadhana, because we'll do the sadhana afterwards. Those who have received a highest yoga tantra initiation of Heruka Vajrasattva, you can, or Heruka, as it says here, you can arise as Heruka. Or you can arise as the deity you have received. If you have received a genam of Heruka Vajrasattva, but this is the only thing you have received. You have not received a highest yoga tantra initiation before this. You cannot arise as the deity. So the jhana works as a transmission, and it gives you the capacity and the permission to arise as the deity if before the jhana you have received another highest yoga tantra initiation. I mean, we need to have these foundations. You follow me? So if you have received highest yoga tantra initiation of any type, and then jhana of Heruka Vajrasattva, you rise as Heruka Vajrasattva. If you have received a jhana of Heruka, a highest yoga tantra initiation of Heruka, you can arise as Heruka. Or another deity. Otherwise, when it says in page 9, instantaneously, I arise as dark blue Heruka, you don't do this, you just skip that line, and then Vajrasattva Heruka will appear for all of us, whether with initiation or without initiation, here on top of our crown. Yeah? Are we good with that? Okay. So from the daily prayers, we'll recite the refuge and bodhicitta verse, and we'll recite the others in the afternoon session. We just take a few moments to, and the sadhana we will just read. We won't stop for meditation. We'll just read. Then because we're just starting, then we will stop in different points for meditation in the upcoming sessions. So we just take a few moments to contact with our feeling of refuge and bodhicitta without pushing it, just there. I mean, we're here, so some kind of refuge we have. We just contact with our sense of refuge, which is something that resonates to us, everyone in their own way this time. We open our mind so that we receive these blessings and guidance from our gurus, our teachers, from the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. And we open to them so that what we are, it's awakened, our inner potential, and wisdom and compassion is awakened. When we contact with these great beings, when we take refuge. And we can imagine all beings surrounding us. Now that we're here, we do it for everyone. Most of them, they can't be here. They don't even know they can live differently, purify to something. So we do it for them and with them somehow. We can recite the verse from daily prayers, and then we'll go through the sadhana. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving and other perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving another perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. I go for refuge until I'm enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly. By my practice of giving another perfections, may I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. We'll recite the sadhana. We will just recite this time. The yoga method of the glorious Supreme Heruka Vajrasattva, the extended version, it's on page 7. You have it? Yeah? Good. So we start with the sadhana. That's good. On your right side is your father. On your left side is your mother. Your enemy and those sentient beings who make you agitated are in front of you. People you are attached to are seated behind you. All other universal living beings are surrounding you. Option 1 for refuge. Visualize the standing Heruka embracing Vajravarahi as your principal refuge object. Around him are the Dakas and the Kinis, wrathful gods and peaceful goddesses, and many other Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and Arhats, who have completely attained the everlasting peaceful realization of enlightenment. There are 62 different deities in the Heruka Mandala. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and the Kinis of Secret Mantra Yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and the Kinis of Secret Mantra Yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. I forever take refuge in Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. I take refuge in all the three vehicles, in the Dakas and the Kinis of the Secret Mantra Yoga, in the heroes and heroines, the gods and goddesses, and in the Bodhisattvas of the Ten Bhumis. But most of all, I take refuge in my holy Guru forever. I must become Heruka in order to lead all sentient beings to the sublime state of Herukahood. I must become Heruka in order to lead all sentient beings to the sublime state of Herukahood. I must become Heruka in order to lead all sentient beings to the sublime state of Herukahood. The urges of refuge then melt into light and dissolve into Heruka, who in turn melts into light and dissolve into you. Now, if you have a highest yoga tantra empowerment of Heruka, then you self-generated that aspect, or as any other highest yoga tantra deity, in order to bless the offerings accordingly to that deity. If you do not have such an initiation, just skip the next line of self-generation and continue with the practice on the following page, on the visualization, which is next to it. Instantaneously, I arise a dark blue Heruka with one face and two arms, holding Dorje and bell. Now all together, out of the void, about 6 inches above the crown of my head, appears the seed-syllable palm, which transforms into a 1,000-petal lotus. On top of the lotus appears the seed-syllable A, which transforms into a moon disc. In the center of the moon disc stands the seed syllable Hum. Suddenly, the Hum transforms into a white five-pronged Vajra with a Hum at its center. My radiant light emanates from both the Hum and the Vajra, going out into the 10 directions and completing the two purposes, offering great psychic blissful energy to all gurus and Buddhas and purifying the defilements of all sentient beings. The whole universe melts into light. This light then returns and is absorbed into the Hum in the Vajra, by the Hum in the Vajra. The Hum and Vajra also melt into light and transform into Heruka Vajrasattva. Vajrasattva is white. He has one face and two arms. Sitting in the full lotus position, he holds a Vajra in his right hand and at his heart, and a bell in his left, which rests in his lap. His consort Dorje Nyima Kamo embraces him, her legs encircling his body. She too is white and has one face and two arms. She holds a curved knife in her right hand and a skull cap in her left. They are both dressed in robes of heavenly silk and adorned by precious jewel ornaments. They both have seed syllables, Om at the crown chakra, A at the throat chakra, and Hum at the heart. Real light radiates from the Hum at the heart, invoking the divine supreme wisdom energy of all the Tathagatas into space in front of Vajrasattva in the form of the wisdom beings. Om Kendaro hi hu hum pe on shavo wa shuda sarva dharma shavo wa shudo hum. All is void. Out of the void appears a seed syllable A. It turns into a huge white skull cup containing the five meads and nectars. They melt, becoming an ocean of the Amrita energy of divine transcendental wisdom. Oma hum ha ho ri, oma hum ha ho ri, oma hum ha ho ri. Om Vajrasattva Arigam Pratisha Hun Soha. Om Vajrasattva Padyam Pratisha Hun Soha. Om Vajrasattva Pupe Pratisha Hun Soha. Om Vajrasattva Dupe Pratisha Hun Soha. Om Vajrasattva Aloke Pratisha Hun Soha. Om Vajrasattva Gende Pratisha Hun Soha. Om Vajrasattva Nyude Pratisha Hun Soha. Om Vajrasattva Sha Pratisha Hun Soha. Ja Hum Bam Hum. They become non-dual. The wisdom beings who are the wisdom energy of all Tathagatas joyfully sink into Vajrasattva's divine heart, becoming completely one, like a drop of water sinking into the ocean. And now the empowerment. Again, brilliant light rays radiate from the Hum at the divine heart, invoking all the initiating deities of the five families. Om Penchakula Sapariware Argam Padyam Pupe Dupe. Aloke Gende Nyude Sha Sha. Oh Tathagatas, please bestow on me Haruka Vajrasattva, the initiation. Upon this request, all the Tathagatas hold out their initiation vases, which are full of the Amrita energy of divine transcendental wisdom, and the Amrita starts to flow. This fills the Haruka Vajrasattva on our crown. The divine body of perfect absolute wisdom, Haruka Vajrasattva, is completely filled with the Amrita energy of blissful transcendental wisdom. Some Amrita overflows and transforms into Akshobhya, who adorns Vajrasattva's crown. The initiation deities melt into light and sink into Vajrasattva. At the center of a moon disk at the divine heart stands the seed syllable Hum, encircled by the 100 syllable mantra, standing counterclockwise around the edge of the moon disk. We make offerings. Om Vajrasattva Argam Padyam Pupe Dupe Aloke Gende Nyude Shabda. Om Vajrasattva Om Aum. Non-dual divine wisdom, magnificent inner jewel ornament of all mother sentient beings, supreme and changing everlasting world peace, indestructible, magnificent wisdom mind that releases all sentient beings from all negativities of body, speech, and mind, especially broken vows and pledges. To you, glorious Vajrasattva, I prostrate. We'll offer the short mandala. Sa shi po ki shu shi me to chan ri ra lin shi ni de gen pa di san ge shin tsu mi te u wa yi ro ku nan da shin la sho pa sho. The right view of sunyata is one with the wisdom of great bliss. This wisdom transforms into Mon Meru, the sun, the moon, and all other phenomena in the universe. I offer everything magnificent to you, ocean of great kindness, who are liberated and who liberates all mother sentient beings as well. The objects of my attachment, aversion, and ignorance, friends, enemies, and strangers, and my body, wealth, and enjoyments. Without any sense of loss or hesitation, I offer this collection. Please accept it with pleasure and bless me and all sentient beings with freedom from the three poisons. Idam Guru Ratna Mandala Kam Niryata Yami. Through ignorance and delusion, I have broken and damaged my pledges. Holy Guru, who has the power to liberate me, my inner master, holder of the Vajra, whose essence is great compassion, Lord of all migratory beings, to you I go for refuge. O Bhagavan Vajrasattva, destroyer of all defilements, who has attained all realization and passed to the other shore, I request you to please purify all negativities and broken and damaged pledges of myself and other sentient beings. Because of this request, brilliant light radiates from the mantra rosary in the home at the divine heart of Vajrasattva. The light purifies all negativities and obscurations of all sentient beings and becomes an offering for all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. The essence of the perfect qualities of the holy body, speech, and mind, all their transcendental knowledge, wisdom, returns in the form of light that sinks into the home and the mantra rosary at Vajrasattva's divine heart. From the home and the mantra rosary, a stream of blissful white and Amrita energy begins to flow down through a central channel of the divine couple. The Amrita flows out through their secret chakras in union and flows into me through my crown chakra. Flowing down through my central channel, this stream of transcendental wisdom and Amrita energy fills my whole body, destroying all negativities and defilements of my body, speech, and mind. These are completely pacified. And we'll recite 21 times the mantra. Vajra Harukasta Maya Manopalaya Harukadana Patita Dina Meva Shukayame Vashukayam Savatina Prayata Savakamatuta Meti Tantian Kuruha Bhagavan Vajra Harukama Mamuta Harukava Mahatamaya Savam Pam. Samaya salam prayer.
So we just spend a few moments feeling that we have been purified, all the light and nectar filling completely our body, speech, and mind. Absolutely white, transparent. All the obstacles, broken vows and promises, all our negative states of minds and tendencies, all our ignorance and so on, all the hindrances and difficulties, they are being dissipated. Just stay a while with that. Now we present the offerings. Om Vaisa Sadva Arigam Padyam Pupe Dupe Aloke Kende Nyude Shatta Om Vaisa Sadva Oma Om. And dual divine wisdom, magnificent inner jewel, ornament of all mother sentient beings, supreme everlasting grey, please. Indestructible, magnificent wisdom mind that releases all sentient beings from all negativities of all this speech of mind, especially broken vows and pledges. To you, glorious Vajrasattva, I prostrate. Vajrasattva says, O child of good family, your negativities and obscurations and damage and broken pledges are cleansed and purified. Think that this is actually happening. It happened. By the power of the practice and the power of our own nature. And now, the power of restraint, the promise. From now on, I'll abstain from all the vices that I can abstain from. And I'll abstain from those that are extremely difficult for me to abstain from for one day, 1 hour, 1 minute, or at least a few seconds. Your vow to abstain from creating negative karma pleases Guru Vajrasattva, who melts into light and absorbs into you. Those who have received the great initiation of highest yoga tantra can meditate here on the Guru, directly entering the heart. If you have not received such an initiation, you can meditate that the Guru first melts into light and then absorbs into you. At the pond between your eyebrows and blesses your body, speech, and mind. Durjanya Makarma is transformed into light and is absorbed into Vajrasattva. Vajrasattva then melts into light and sinks into my heart or between the eyebrows. My three doors of body, speech, and mind become inseparably one with Vajrasattva's holy body, speech, and mind. Vajrasattva and I are completely one, and I enjoy the bliss of sunyata and full samadhi, beyond the dualistic view that discriminates between subject and object. This is the highest possible enjoyment. So think that we are one with the Guru, with the Gurus. We become non-dual.
stay there. We can contact with the joy of being here, with the possibility and the opportunity of purifying, which is incredible. We can recall all sentient beings and we dedicate. Because of this merit, may you quickly become Heruka Varshasattva and lead each and every sentient being into his divine enlightened realm. May the precious body mind not yet born arise and go. May that born have not declined but increase forevermore. So, very good. Thank you. In the second session, we'll do longer dedications and some more prayers. And I'm happy that we've started. you can leave it here and we see each other in the afternoon, 3 p.m. If there's anything you want to do, or otherwise we continue with the Varshasattva. You can think from time to time that, you know, Varshasattva and the mantra is this energy is all around, you know, this kind of white light energy and capacity of purification in the universe and in ourselves. Our own mind has this capacity. So this is kind of, this vibration is kind of all around. Not pushing it, but it's there, you know? It's kind of a continuation of what we're doing. So thank you very much, and we continue later.